This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The Birmingham Board of Education voted to sever its contracts with a local megachurch, ending a six-year relationship and leaving two of the church's campuses without buildings in just 90 days. So why the sudden action? The pastor had liked some controversial conservative posts on social media. Find out more after the break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
Birmingham, Alabama's Church of the Highlands and its pastor, Chris Hodges, have been at the center of controversy recently, as Hodges was confronted about liking several posts by a controversial conservative news outlet, Turning Point USA, and its founder, Charlie Kirk. To be clear, Hodges did not give sermons endorsing the organization or comment on them. He simply liked the posts when they showed up in his social media feed. One of the tweets in question contrasted Donald Trump standing next to Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali, and Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who was pictured in blackface. According to Tony Perkins at the Family Research Council, this behavior was documented by a local teacher, who shared Hodges' social media behavior publicly. She told AL.com, "I can't see into Pastor Chris Hodges' heart. I would be upset if it comes off as me judging him. It's not that. I'm not saying he's a racist. I'm saying he likes someone who posts things that do not seem culturally sensitive to me." When the controversy came to light, Hodges clearly and emphatically stated his opposition to racism and white supremacy, saying in a sermon that white supremacy is of the devil, according to the Christian Post. He also lamented the deaths of Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Atatiana Jefferson, and asked his church to pray for justice. And he said, "I would love for you to not just look at a microscopic zoom in, but look at the totality of 37 years of ministry and 19 years as a church. If you look at that, it will be abundantly clear that we value every person." But Hodges' words did not sway the Birmingham Board of Education, which voted on Tuesday, June 9th, to stop leasing its facilities to the Church of the Highlands. This is a money-losing proposition for the city, since the multi-site church reportedly paid an average of $12,000 a month to rent out two high schools to service two of its campuses. They have roughly 90 days to find a new site, according to the contract terms. The Birmingham Housing Authority also ended a three-year partnership with the church, which had allowed the church to host outreach programs and social services for people living in public housing communities, according to Christian Headlines. But some, like Perkins, are standing by Hodges and condemning the actions of the city. Perkins wrote on Wednesday, "At least a third of the Highlands congregations are Black and Hispanic. If anything, Hodges was respected for fighting for the disenfranchised, for preaching about healing and reconciliation. As recently as last Sunday, he called the city to mutual understanding, peace, and prayer. But in this cancel culture, those 20 years of bridge building don't matter to liberals. Pray that Church of the Highlands can find new locations for their local campuses. And if you like this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.